Hello, John.
Big Daddy.
Hey. Welcome to Sioux City, Iowa. How you been?
Excellent, thank you. Well, you know, getting on with life like most people. What the hell is going on?
You're just sitting here cranking out the music and keeping it going. You're not out doing much touring nowadays, I'm sure, but I know you've got some projects to keep you busy.
I've got about a dozen projects I got to finish by Christmas, and I'm working every day, just getting on with life.
First I ever heard about Yes, I was going off to college, and I had a guy from down the hall come up and tell me and my roommate, he says, oh, you guys got to come down here and listen to these guys, you know, and so we went down, and he had the Fragile album. And he was cranking up some Yes, and that's the first I had heard of you. I've been a Yes fan ever since, so thanks for joining the show, man.
Well, thanks for that, because Fragile was the most important album of the band in the 70s. It kept us going. You know, we just had a lucky break with doing our third album, which was the Yes album, and then all of a sudden Fragile came out, and Roundabout was on the radio. And it cut it in half to make it fit on the radio. So it was like, whoa, all of a sudden people are knowing who Yes is. So we felt very inspired at that time.
I've been a Yes fan ever since that. The Tormento album was one that I liked an awful lot. And we play a lot of Yes music on this radio station, so I'm sure glad to have you on the show. It's kind of a commonly held misconception that you sing falsetto. And so I was actually kind of looking forward to speaking with you. I've never spoken to you before. And I was going to see if you had if your voice was like what it sounds on the radio. But you don't sing falsetto. This is your natural voice.
I can sing very high. I can sing very low. Not very low. But I'm also a tenor.
You're alto tenor, is that what you said?
Yeah.
You have a great singing voice, and I love my Yes tunes, but like you said, you're keeping yourself busy. You can't go out touring, and you've toured with, you've done so much in the world of music, and you've played with so many influential artists. Is there any you can think of off the top of your head that just make you go, whoa, I'm playing with such and such? Any of those?
No, on the album, I've got Billy Cobham, who's the drummer for Mad Vishnu Orchestra, Chick Corea, and I kept bumping into these people throughout my life. And then Jean-Luc Ponty plays on a song, and I even got Chris Squire and Alan White to play on a couple of tracks 30 years ago in Big Bear. And even got Steve Howe to play on the last track just last year. You know, it's amazing the musicians you meet in your life. And I was lucky enough to get into the Hall of Fame. And I'm walking around the Hall of Fame. You see all your heroes, you know, I remember when I had a band called The Warriors with my brother way, way back in 62, 63, and we did a show opening up for Little Richard. It was Bill Haley in the Comets, Gene Vincent, Eddie Cochran, and they're all on the same bill.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
You know, to be able to be part of the Hall of Fame was a beautiful experience, but to get on with work now is the better experience, because I've got so much music I want to play, so much music I want to create, and I've got a lifetime to go. 30 years more and I'll be happy. I'll get a lot done.
Well, your new project is called 1,000 Hands, and like you said, you have Billy Cobham playing on with you. I know he did a lot of work with Tommy Bolin. Now we're here in Sioux City. We just had the Tommy Bolin Music Festival last weekend. So were you fortunate enough to hear Tommy Bolin play? What are your thoughts on him?
Oh, amazing.
And Billy Cobham on there, but you've played with so many amazing musicians. Tell me about this 1,000 Hands project that you have. How can people get a hold of it to hear what you got going on in your head?
Actually, like these days, there's not many record shops, but you can actually go online to Amazon. You can go to my website, johnanderson.com, and there's all information on how to get it. There's a list as long as your arm where you can go and get this record, you know, so stream it, download it. Hey, if you want to send me, I'll send you one.
You know, you've been around for so long in the music industry, you've seen so many changes on it. You know, like you said, I was listening to the Fragile album. That was, what, 73, 74, way back when. How does a new artist/performer find his way onto the radio anymore in this day and age. You got any ideas?
Well, I think it's more to do with the internet and, YouTube. One of my favorite new artists is a guy in London. It's called Jacob Collier. Now, Jacob Collier is like Mozart. He's come back. Mozart has come back under the guise of this guy's name, Jacob Collier. This guy is the best musician I've ever heard. He has incredible connections with orchestration, beautiful voice, beautiful energy. He's loved by millions, and it's a surprise to find that out. He's only been going in the professional manner 3 or 4 years. He works with Quincy Jones. Jacob Collier, just YouTube him. He is phenomenal.
I will do that. We're talking with John Anderson, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with the group Yes, and I'm sure glad you're spending some time with us this morning. Like I said, I've been a big fan, and you talk about instrumentalists. You played, I remember you did a project with Vangelis, I think it was, a while back. You've played with some great musicians before.
Yeah, Vangelis was a remarkable man. When Rick Wakeman left the band, I tried to get Vangelis in the Yes band, but he was such a flamboyant character and a total musician all by himself. He had drum machines, he had keyboards, all in echo and reverb. He made some glorious music, and then one day I went round to his studio and he was finishing an album called Heaven and Hell, and he said, "You want to write a song?" I said, "Yeah, just start playing, I'll write a song." We wrote a beautiful song. And that was the beginning of our friendship, and we actually created 4 albums together over a period of 10 years. But he was my teacher, and I needed somebody to teach me about how to perform and make music. And you meet people in this life, and your life is such a blessing, you know, to work with Steve Howe. We wrote all the songs on Fragile. Me and Chris writing songs everywhere. Great bass player. Bill Bruford, all these people I've worked with, I feel like, my life has been a wonder world.
You are you're an amazing vocalist. And here's one thing. You play a lot of instruments, and I guess I had always associated John Anderson with a microphone, but you also play a lot of instruments.
Yeah, I can play anything. Not very good, but I can play it enough to make a record. I did an album years and years ago in 1975 called Elias of Sun Hilo, where I played all the instruments, did all the singing. I didn't engineer it. I had an engineer to help. And it drove me crazy, and I went mad, and then came out the other end a musician. I could write that in my passport with a good feeling. And now I'm working on the son of Elias because my son Damien has been begging me to do Son of Elias, and I'm working on it right now. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, if you got a handy, go ahead. I'm going to check out your new project. Like I said, I'm talking with Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, John Anderson. Thank you so much for the time, my friend. And I hope to see you down the road. You sound like a genuinely cool guy I'd like to sit down and talk to. So we'll see you down the road when you're touring again.
Thanks, Big Daddy. We'll be around next spring. 1,000 hands.
Well, I hope you're right, Val. You take care of yourself and keep rocking.
Thank you so much.
John Anderson, thank you.